Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine trying to move your mortgage to a better deal, and right at the exit door, your current bank demands nearly $500 just to let you leave.
Yeah, that is a pretty nasty surprise.
Right. Well, today we are looking at a fresh report from the Broker Times. It is dated August 5, 2026, and it details AMP Bank's quiet, but really massive fee hike. So, okay, let's unpack this, because this isn't just about a single bank being expensive. This totally alters the math of refinancing for you.
It really does. I mean, it completely rewrites the equation. Starting August 25th, AMP is hiking its discharge fee by over 25%, up to $490.
Which is basically like hitting an unexpectedly massive exit toll on a highway, but, you know, you only discover it as you try to leave.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is how that $490 compares to everyone else. If you look at the database-wide market average, it sits at just $307.
Wow, so they are way above the average.
Right. They are suddenly sitting 60% above the market average. Even the major players, you know, CBA, NRB, Westpac, they only charge around $350.
See, I look at an extra $100 on a mortgage, and my first thought is, well, who cares?
I mean, for a lot of people, yeah, it doesn't seem like much.
Right, like if you have a $900,000 loan and you're saving 0.25% by switching, an extra $100 is just a rounding error. It maybe adds half a month to your break-even payback period.
For a massive loan, sure, that totally makes sense, but flip that around. Consider a borrower with a much smaller $300,000 balance.
Okay.
And say they are chasing a much tighter rate discount, like 0.10%. That exact same $100 fee hike doesn't just add 2 weeks. It adds 4 entire months to their payback period.
Oh, wow. 4 months just from $100.
Yeah, and this targets the exact cohort most likely to be told by comparison sites that switching is, you know, free money.
So the smaller your loan, the harder it is to actually justify the cost of leaving.
Exactly.
But wait, it's not just the exit door that's getting more expensive. I'm looking at their ongoing fees here, and the professional and select annual packages are jumping too, up to $415 a year.
Yeah, an almost 19% increase.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Because normally, you pay that package fee to get bundle discounts, right?
Yeah.
Like offset accounts or fee waivers. With this price hike, is a package fee even worth it anymore?
Oh, that is the exact mathematical hurdle brokers are looking at now. With the annual fee jumping to $415, the numbers just get brutal for smaller balances.
How brutal are we talking?
If a client has a $200,000 loan, they now need a 0.21% rate advantage over a basic non-package loan just to break even on that yearly fee.
Wait, really? Just to break even?
Yes. You can very easily end up paying for a discount that literally doesn't cover its own cost.
That just seems so counterintuitive to me. Like, if I'm AMP, and I'm making it painfully expensive to leave, but I'm also jacking up the cost to stay in a premium package, aren't I just begging my customers to hate me?
You would think so, but the strategy becomes clear when you look at their internal pricing. Hmm. Yeah. So they charge you $490 if you take your loan to another bank. But if you want to restructure your loan internally with AMP, the fee is only $299.
I see. So they've built a financial trapdoor.
Precisely. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is a highly deliberate retention spread. By artificially widening the gap between the cost of leaving and the cost of staying, they engineer an environment where the math heavily favors staying in their ecosystem.
Wow, that is clever.
It is. And it creates a massive headache for brokers, specifically because of their best interests duty.
Right, let's dig into that. Because legally, a broker has to prove that switching lenders actually leaves the client in a better position, right?
Exactly. A broker can't just point you to a lower interest rate and call it a day. Under the best interest duty, they are legally required to factor in every single exit cost and ongoing fee.
So they had to prove a net financial benefit.
Right. And when the discharge fee spikes to $490, a broker's recommendation to switch might suddenly fail that legal test for a smaller loan. They have to tell you, actually, the fees make it so you're better off staying put.
So what does this all mean for the market right now? If you're a broker looking at this article, the clock is definitely ticking.
Oh, absolutely. There is a 3-week window right now to get current unbooked settlements pushed through before that August 25th cutover.
So breakers need to rush those current discharges.
Yeah, and they need to update their comparison calculators immediately. Mm-hmm. Using stale fee data for AMP will result in mathematically flawed recommendations.
Which could literally violate their legal duties.
Wow. Well, here is something to think about before you sign your next mortgage contract. Regulators have spent a decade trying to strip away friction so you can easily switch banks, you know, to force competition.
But if one lender successfully weaponizes the cost of leaving to legally lock customers in without losing business, will the rest of the market quietly cluster around this exact same higher price point? Definitely something to keep an eye on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.